Good morning, Leslie Ann and Big Chuck here.
Hey, Leslie Ann. You know, Leslie Ann, there is nothing more wonderful, there is nothing more exciting or charming during the holiday season, and you and I see it for a different perspective being in the radio business, than the, the unofficial kickoff to the holidays is when Santa comes to town.
Yes.
And there's a parade. No matter what size. Now, we know that in this season, this year, Santa came to town, and he was all over the place.
He was.
I have to tell you, I saw, and I know that you did, and I want to hear about yours too, but I went to three different Santa parades in three.
Wow.
Yeah, in 2 different days. The Oneana, first of all, on a Friday night, I attended the one in Sydney. And the one in Sydney, my little hometown of Sydney, has gone through some very difficult times with the flooding and the bad downtown
right.
and all of that. But it's starting to really come around and be revitalized and a rebirth. And there's new streetlights and there's road work going in. And they tried their hardest to make sure that there was a holiday parade this year. And it was, and I emceed it, and it was out of this world. It was huge.
Awesome.
It was like everybody in Sydney was downtown.
Right.
And it was just so exciting, and it was so much fun. Then on Saturday, the big one, I know you weren't there because you had something else to do, but I emceed the parade here in town, the Home for the Holidays parade. Santa came in.
Yeah, it's a wonderful parade.
I mean, it was 15 deep from
yeah.
one end of Main Street to the other. It was bigger than the Halloween parade, which was the biggest. Massive is my favorite word. And it was so much fun. And then I went home to Unadilla and the Unadilla Santa Parade, and it was little teeny tiny parade, few people on the sidewalk, fire trucks, and one truck carrying Santa, and I got to tell you, it really almost brought a tear to my eye. It was so classic.
Right.
So small town, so Norman Rockwell. And there come little kids. There was very few people on the sidewalk.
They're probably all in the parade.
Yeah, all in the parade. Patricia and I stood on the sidewalk. And these little kids all holding hands, singing Christmas carols down the middle of Route 7 in Unadilla.
Aww.
And I said, this is the biggest day of their life.
Yeah.
They will remember the most fun they ever had was when they were little, was being with their classmates
right.
in a Santa parade. So big or small, they are all great. And I know that you.
I couldn't go to Oneonta's parade because I was in Delhi. They had their Santa parade at the same time. And that's a big event that O'Connor Hospital puts on.
Tell me about it.
And it was so much fun. And then they have a holiday open house at the hospital following it. Everybody comes out, and they are a college community, so they get a lot of college students involved, which is wonderful. And for a small town, holy smokes, Chuck, they put on a huge parade. So even though it seemed like everybody in the town would have been in that parade, there were a ton of people watching as well.
Yeah.
So I was amazed, and they really do such a nice job. And I know it all boils down to, in all these different communities, volunteers.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Who make it happen. So kudos to them.
But you can't ever forget that the Santa Parade is for the little ones, and they will remember it all their life.
Yep, it's
all
wonderful.
Of their life. When you're 7 and you're walking down the middle of Main Street and not getting yelled at, and you're with all of your classmates
right.
and you're singing at the top of your lungs. I mean, that is the bee's knees at the time. That
yes,
is absolutely
it is.
So great. So congratulations. I know that we missed some other communities, you know, all had Santa parades and what have you. And they're all wonderful, big and small. And it's so exciting to be a part of it all.
Yes,
I think it is.
It is.
All right, Leslie, back to work.